以下讲座是关于圣典博加雅谈第四篇第三十章第十四个诗节，讲经的题目是怜悯之心。讲经者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2004年9月5号，地点是香港庙。
Om Namo Bhagavate VasudevayaOm Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva NarottamamDevim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayat Nasta Praeshu Vabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtake
We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, entitled The Activities of the Prachetas, Sloka number 14.
Shut, Shamaya, Mukhe, Raja, Sama, Piyusha, Varshinam,
Varshinim.
Varshinim,
Deshinim,
Radamanaya, Nidade, Sa, Dayanvita, Shuchamaya Mukhe Raja, Samapi Yushu Varshinim Deshinim Radamanaya Nidade Sadayanvita Shuchamaya Mukhe Raja Samapi Yusha Varshinim Deshinim Radamanaya Nidade Sadayanvita Shuchamaya Mukhe Raja Samapi Yusha Varshinim Deshinim Radamanaya Nidade Sadayanvita Shamaya When she was distressed
当他曾经是苦恼的时候
Mukhe
Mukhe
Within the mouth
在口里
Raja
Raja
The king
那位皇帝
Soma
Soma
The moon
The moon 月亮
Piyusha
Piyusha
Nectar
Nectar 甘露
Varshinim,
Varshinim,
pouring,
pouring, 倒入
Deshinim,
Deshinim,
forefinger,
forefinger, 手指公
Radamanaya,
Radamanaya,
while she was crying,
while she was crying, 当她喊着时
Nidade,
Nidade,
place,
place.
放置
sa
sa
hi
hi ta
daya anvita
daya anvita
being compassionate
being compassionate 出于怜悯之心
translation thereafter the child who was left in the care of the trees began to cry in hunger at that time the king of the forest namely the king of the moon planet out of compassion placed his finger which poured forth nectar within the child's mouth thus the child was raised by the mercy of the king of the moon
聖經博克談第四篇第三十章第十四個詩節譯文日自此之後那位 小童就被遺棄由樹木去打理他們又照顧他咁跟住咧，佢開始咧，由於恐懼咧而哭泣啦。喺呢個時候咧，呢、這個森林之王啊，佢亦都係月亮嘅皇帝嚟嘅。由於係出於憐憫之心啦，將佢手指咧係放入咧呢個小孩嘅口裏邊啦，跟住咧甘露就流出嚟啦。咁樣咧，呢、這個小孩咧就係、是、因為呢個月亮嘅皇帝嘅恩慈咧，而係啊受到咧係照顧啦，同埋咧係慢慢成長嘅。
Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada
Jai.
Although the Apsara left her child to the care of the trees could not take care of the child properly. Therefore the trees handed the child over to the king of the moon. Thus Chandra, king of the moon, put his finger within the mouth of the child to satisfy her hunger.
要知雖然呢個天才女呢 Apsara 呢佢係將佢嘅孩子呢係遺棄呢由呢個樹木 去照顧佢啦。佢啲樹木唔能夠好好咁樣照顧呢 個孩子嘅。因此呢嗰、那個樹木呢就係、是、將呢個孩子呢就交俾呢個月亮嘅皇帝呢去照顧。咁樣呢呢、這個嘅 Chandra 呢即係月亮嘅皇帝呢就將佢嘅手指呢放入呢個孩子嘅口中呢去滿足呢個孩子嘅肚餓嘅。
Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave So we're hearing the story of the Prachetas who are the sons of King Maharaj Prachinibari
咁我哋一路聽緊呢個 Prachita 咧，佢係呢個嘅 Prachinibari 皇帝嘅兒子嚟嘅。
And after they had performed their austerities in the bottom of the sea Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead was very pleased with them and he wanted to arrange, give them a good wife.
咁當時呢佢哋已經喺海底呢做完呢個嘅苦行啦。咁佢哋出返嚟嘅時候呢主尊人嘅守臣呢就受到高興啦。咁所以呢想賜太太呢賜一個嘅太太俾佢哋嘅。
It's important that in marriage, the man and woman should be arranged equally. Not just in terms of physical attraction.
咁男女雙方嘅結婚嚟講咧，應該係互相匹配嘅，唔單止係表面上身體方面嘅。
We see so much divorce in the world today because people often base their attraction to the opposite sex just on physical appeal, what physically appeals to them.
而家呢個世界咧，點解咁多離婚咧？原來咧就係佢哋淨係考慮呢個身體方面嘅吸引咧，而去結合嘅。
Therefore, it is not a very good idea for people when they arrange their own marriages.
咁所以咧，啲男女雙方自由戀愛咧，唔係咁好。
The person who attracts you one day will not be attractive to you the next day.
因為咧。你係靠表面去揀對象咧，可能今日你受佢吸引，但係聽日咧，可能你又唔中意佢啦。
There are so many other qualities besides physical attraction which are important.
如果咧係要擲偶嘅時候咧，有好多嘅因素要考慮，除咗係表面嘅。
The attraction for the body is simply temporary because his body is changing so quickly.
身體的吸引呢全部都是短暫的因為呢很快地身體會改變的
That although you may be very attracted at one minute and a few years later there will be no attraction there may be repulsion
咁可能咧，你有幾分鐘係能夠吸引到人啦，但係可能一刻過之後咧，人哋會討厭嘅。
So we see that Pracheta said the Lord has personally arranged for them a suitably qualified girl.
所以 Pracheta 佢哋咧，由主咧係親自咧去做媒咧，去幫佢哋擲偶嘅。
And yesterday we heard, or the day previous day, the previous text, we heard about the history of this girl, that she was conceived by a great sage in the womb of an Apsara woman.
咁亦都講到個女方方面咧，就係佢係由一個嘅天才咧 Apsara 咧係所誕生嘅，係一個好有名嘅。
So because she was born from such elevated parents.First of all, a great sage who had been practicing many austerities, who was the cause of the envy of Indra.
咁原來咧，呢個女方嚟講咧，佢嘅家底咧係好出名嘅。佢嘅爸爸嚟講咧係一個聖哲咧。咁由於呢個 Indra 咧嘅憤怒咧而受詛咒嘅。
And the Apsara woman, she's not just an ordinary sensual woman of this planet, but she's from the heavenly planet. So she must have acquired many pious activities in order to.Be born in the higher planets.
咁佢媽媽方面咧係一個天才女 Apsara 啦。咁由於佢係天上嘅人物嚟，咁所以佢肯定做咗好多虔誠活動啦，所以能夠有呢咁嘅地位嘅。
Therefore, when the child was born, the child is also very special.
咁因此咧，有咁樣嘅家係個父母咧，咁所以個孩子嚟講咧喺度誕生咁嘅家庭嚟講咧都係好特別嘅。
And although the child was abandoned and left in the forest.The trees themselves took some care of the child.
咁雖然咧，後來生咗出嚟個孩子咧係被遺棄喺由樹去照顧佢哋啦，但係樹都曾經作過一努力去照顧過佢哋。
But as we hear today, the trees were not able to satisfy the child's hunger, and the child was crying.
咁呢度今日嘅詩節就解釋咧，就係話原來樹咧係唔能夠好好照顧呢個孩子嘅飢餓咁所以開始咧個孩子係喊啦。
And the result was the king of the forest. Now, who is the king of the forest? The king of the forest is described as the king of the moon planet.
咁跟住咧，有一位人物咧，佢系呢个森林嘅皇帝。呢度讲咧，嗰位人物咧，原来系月神嚟嘅，系月亮嘅自己皇帝嚟嘅。
And the king, so the king of the moon planet, he took care of the child by placing his finger in the mouth and putting some nectar into the mouth of the child.
咁呢度講啦，個皇帝開始照顧個孩子啦，咁將個手指咧擺落個孩子嘅口中啦，咁甘露就流出嚟啦。
So it's mentioned that the king of the moon planet, out of compassion, he placed his finger in the child.
咁呢度咧，原來咧個國王咧出於呢個憐憫之心咧，所以去養大呢個孩子。
So we see this quality of compassion in elevated soul.
所以我哋從呢個詩節見到咧一個偉大人物咧，佢都係有好多嘅憐憫嘅心嘅。
When we see other people suffering, a compassionate person will try their best to help them.
一個係有憐憫之心嘅人嚟講咧，見到人嘅痛苦咧，會盡量去幫嗰個人嘅。
If we see people, a child crying, for example, in this situation, the child is crying in the forest, so the king of the moon planet felt compassion and came to help.
咁由於咧個國王咧見到個小孩咧喺個森林嗰度喊啦，冇人幫佢啦，咁所以佢出於好心啦，咁去幫佢。
In the same way, we are devotees, we are also expected to be compassionate on the people crying in this forest of material existence.
咁所以咧，我哋作為一個奉獻者咧，我哋都喺呢個森林裏邊咧，見到好多嘅靈魂啦。佢哋咧喺呢個森林呢個嘅輪迴之森林嚟講咧，喺度咧係喊啊，所以我哋都要幫佢哋嘅。
This quality of compassion is the most important of all the Vaishnava qualities.
咁呢個對人咧有憐憫嘅心嚟講咧，喺 Vaishnava 嘅品質裏邊咧好重要嘅。
We should feel so much compassion on people suffering in this material world.
我哋見到呢啲人咧喺咪世界受苦咧，我哋應該對佢哋有憐憫嘅心嘅。
Out of compassion, Prabhupada preached Krishna consciousness all over the world.
由於憐憫嘅心啦 ，Prabhupada 咧佢咧就係遠洋過海啦，全世界去傳播 Krishna 之國。
And out of compassion, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj came to the Far East to establish Krishna consciousness.
咁由於憐憫嘅心咧，咁啊 Śrīla Tamakrishna Goswami 咧，佢咧就係去到遠東啦呢啲嘅地方咧，係確立呢個 Krishna 之國嘅。
And out of compassion, he wrote his Li Kuangshi's story to give the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita in an easily understandable manner to the Chinese people.
咁佢亦都係出於憐憫嘅心啦，佢將呢個《博家梵歌》咧係改寫為小説啦，令到啲大眾咧能夠明白《博家梵歌》嘅道理嘅。
You never mentioned Li Kuangshi.
Oh, hi. I say fiction. Some fiction book is gone. 李廣師嘅嗰本書，不過而家佢哋唔係叫李廣師嗰本書。
So this compassion is there in all devotees, genuine devotees. They feel compassion on people, and they cannot just simply stand by and watch people suffering.
咁因為咧，佢係憐憫嘅心咧，佢唔會話淨係袖手旁觀嘅，佢會係落手咧幫助嘅。
Prabhupada said, I was living very peacefully in Vrindavan. I had my room there in the Radhadam, my bhajan kutir in Radhadamadhar. Very nice place, very peaceful, very sanctified. But Prabhupada could not just simply sit there and enjoy Vrindavan.
咁 Prabhupada 佢解釋咧，其實咧我喺 Vrindavan 咧都有房間啦，亦都有設施啦。咁但係咧我唔能夠咧好安心喺嗰度居留啊，我要係即係出外咧幫人。
Because the ardor of the spiritual master was there to distribute Krishna consciousness to the world.
因為咧，佢嘅靈性導師咧係已經訓示咗佢咧，要向呢要喺周遊唔同嘅世界咧，係傳播呢個 Krishna 之國嘅。
And the same way, Tamal Krishna Goswami had his ardor from Prabhupada that he had to distribute this Krishna consciousness to the Chinese people.
咁亦都係一樣啦，Śrīla Tamakrishna。Krishna Goswami 咧，佢亦都係受到佢巴布巴即係靈性導師嘅訓示咧，要將呢個知識帶俾中國人。
So out of compassion, he sacrificed so much of his own time and accepted so much inconvenience to go and deliver this knowledge.
所以出於呢個憐憫嘅心咧，佢咧就犧牲自己嘅時間咧，咁啊作出努力咧，係將呢門知識係傳播開去咧。
So we have our duty is to follow in the footsteps of these devotees.
咁其實我哋嘅責任咧，就係要跟隨呢啲偉大嘅奉獻者嘅步伐咧。
What is that? Anusara and anu, following in the footsteps and imitating, right? One is anusara, and there's two Bengali words which are very similar. One means imitating, and the other means following in the footsteps.
咁喺孟加拉咧有啲好即係常用嘅説話咧，就係話一句咧，就係話啲人咧係跟隨啲經呢啲嘅步伐咧，另一個咧就係去模仿別人啦。
They're similar words, but there's a big difference between imitating and following in the footsteps.
咁啊，孟加拉語嚟講咧，模仿同跟隨都差唔多音嘅，但係咧好大嘅分別嘅。
So we're not, of course, we're not expect. We don't want to simply imitate the activities of great devotees.
咁對於啲偉大奉獻者嚟講，我哋唔係話就係去模仿佢哋咧。
But we should try to follow in the footsteps.
我哋應該咧盡量去跟隨佢嘅步伐嘅。
If we simply go alone and try to do like Prabhupada and establish a world society and everything, then that would simply be imitating.
如果我哋話見到巴布巴咁樣做嘅時候，我哋又去一啲偏遠嘅地方啊，咁樣。冇人識 Krishna 之國，由嗰度開創咧，咁樣去確立 Krishna 之國，可能係一種模仿嚟嘅。
But following in the footsteps means continuing their mission。
咁跟隨步伐嘅意思，即係話咧，係承繼咗佢嗰種嘅呢個使命啊。
Working within the society, just doing all the things which they had taught us, and continuing to expand the Krishna consciousness movement。
咁意思即係話咧，喺呢個協會裏邊咧，我哋咧就係、是努力喺度工作同埋合作啦。咁係將呢個嘅運動咧係再擴展出嚟。
We don't need to change anything. We just simply have to continue to do as they have shown us.
咁我哋唔需要改變任何嘢啦。我哋只要係將呢個嘅事業咧係繼續落去、延續落去就得啦。
This compassion, this feeling of compassion has to be there in the heart of the devotee.
咁我哋奉獻者要培育一種咧係對人憐憫嘅心咧。
It is said a wise man will sacrifice his life, his wealth, his intelligence, and his words for the service of others.
咁據聞咧，有智慧人咧，佢會犧牲佢嘅生命啊、時間啊、財富啊、佢嘅擁有啊，嚟到係幫人嘅。
There is Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita again two words very similar but very different in meaning: Brahmana and Kripana.
咁巴布巴咧係曾經運用兩個字，一個 Kripana 同埋一個 Brahmana， 係兩個天淵之別嘅。
The Kripana is a miserly person who keeps a lot of things, a lot of wealth and a lot of material assets, and he won't give them to anybody and he doesn't use them himself.
Kripana 的意思就是一个很孤寒的人，他只是保留给自己，他不会去帮人，去送给人。
But the Brahmana, he will give everything for others.
但一个 Brahmana, 一个婆罗门，他就会是布施咧，将自己嘅拥有咧去帮人。
Whatever anybody requests them, if they have it, they will give it.
如果有人系要求，有人系问嘅话咧，佢有嘅话咧，佢会俾嘅。
Just like in Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a story how the demigods were trying to defeat the demons, but the demons had become very powerful.
咁有一个事迹咧，就系嗰啲半神人咧，从啲恶魔战争啦，咁啲恶魔嚟讲好大力量啦。
So they asked Lord Vishnu how to defeat the demons. So Lord Vishnu told, there's a great yogi, you go to this yogi and ask him to give you the bones from his body. And with the bones from his body, you can make a thunderbolt, a weapon which will defeat the demons.
咁佢哋半神人咧就去問主 Vishnu 啦 ，Vishnu 咧就話俾佢聽個方法咧就係你去揾一個嘅聖人啦，攞佢嘅骨啦，攞個骨嚟做一個武器，係一個雷電嘅武器，咁就會將啲嘅惡魔咧係打敗。
So the demigods had to go to this yogi and ask him, "Oh great yogi, can we have the bones from your body?"
咁半神人咧就去揾嗰個瑜伽師啦，咁問佢啦，我哋可唔可以揾攞你嘅骨啊嚟到係做武器啊？
If somebody was to come to you and ask you, would you like to give the bones from your body to make a thunderbolt?
如果真係你係嗰個嘅瑜伽師，咁有人問你話可以攞只骨嚟做呢個嘅雷電武器，咁你會點答咧？
Are you ready to give the bones?
你準備好未咧？俾唔俾咧？
The yogi said, "You are asking me for something very difficult to give."
瑜伽師就話。你問我啲嘢，我好似好難俾你嘅喎。
You know, it's difficult to give up money. How much more difficult it is to give up your own body?
要放棄錢都咁難啦，更何況話放棄你嘅身體咧
？You know, I know some very. I remember there was this one very rich Indian man in Hong Kong. Every day he used to get on the phone and telephone the bank and say, "How do I make more money today?"
咁有個有錢嘅印度人喺香港咧，佢成日都查下自己嘅户口啦，仲問人咧，我點可以賺得更多嘅錢咧
？And then when he had a heart attack, he had a bypass operation.
咁啊，後來佢心臟病咧，佢要做一個搭橋嘅手術。
So he told me afterwards. He said they cut me up to here.
咁跟住佢嘅感受就話，啲人咧差唔多要將我個頸都切咗出嚟。
You know, when they do this bypass operation, they have to take veins out of the legs, and they have all big, you know, they cut the veins out from the legs. And so he said they didn't just cut me there. He said they cut me up to here.
咁啊，佢個解釋咧，佢話入咗醫院真係好痛苦啊！佢哋要做呢個搭橋手術咧，唔單止要從嗰個腳嗰度要攞啲組織出嚟啦，仲要個頸嗰度都要攞添啊！
What did he mean? He means it was so expensive. It cost him so much money.
咁佢真係話將個頸嗰度攞意思，原來唔係話攞組織，原來係將係好肉痛啊！佢咧要俾好昂貴嘅醫藥費嘅。
Every day he was trying to make money, but he had to spend so much money on his operation.
咁佢咧就日日都想賺錢，但係嗰次嚟講咧都唔知花幾多錢咧去做呢個手術。
And then finally he died and his sons got all his money.
咁最後嚟講佢都要死啦，佢要將啲財產繼承咗俾個仔。
So money is hard to give up, but the body will spend any amount of money to save the body.
咁所以咧，要放棄錢係咁難嘅，但係咧，你為咗身體咧，你可以犧牲好多錢嚟為咗個身體嘅。
People even sacrifice their reputation and everything just to save a little money.
咁有啲人咧，佢想慳錢啊，或者賺錢嘅時候，佢可以放棄啲名聲嘅。
But they'll sacrifice everything to save their life.
但係佢哋會放棄一切咧，去拯救佢自己嘅生命。
But a devotee is willing to give even his life.
但一個奉獻者，佢可以甚至會犧牲自己嘅生命。
Jesus was not the only one to give his life for the service of God.
放棄自己
or for the service of others.
放棄自己嘅身體嚟到服務神或者服務人，唔係得耶穌一個。
You know the Christians always say Jesus died to save the sin for others.
基督徒咧成日都宣稱咧話耶穌咧係為咗我哋嘅罪而死。
But there were many great devotees give their life for others.
咁但係其實有好多好多偉大奉獻者咧，都係為咗別人咧而係犧牲自己嘅生命。
And we should also be willing to give our life.
咁我哋都亦都隨時應該準備好咧，放棄我哋嘅生命。
This is the meaning of compassion.
呢個就稱為咧係憐憫嘅心啦。
Because we have nothing to worry about. We have no fear. We're serving Krishna now, and when we leave this body, we'll go to serve Krishna some other place.
因為一個奉獻者佢冇恐懼嘅，佢知道在生咧佢要服務 Krishna 啦，離開身體佢亦都去第二度地方服務 Krishna。
So we don't have anything to be afraid about, but we should worry about the other people who are not serving Krishna. Where are they going to go?
咁所以咧，對本身嚟講咧，奉獻者冇憂慮嘅，但係咧，奉獻者會憂慮別人啊，佢哋唔服務 Krishna， 咁第時佢哋去邊咧？
So we should have that concern that we should try to save them from going to hell.
咁所以咧，我哋要關注人哋咧，就希望佢哋唔好去地獄啦。
Just like if we know the cure for some deadly disease, you know, we should definitely want to tell everybody about it and not just keep it for ourselves.
咁譬如咧，你有醫絕症嘅良方嘅話咧，你唔係自己保留嘅，你會周圍話俾人聽。
So we have the cure in the form of this Krishna consciousness.
所以咧，我哋有個嘅解救呢個絕症就係咧 Krishna 之覺。
So this is compassion, this compassionate mood. We have to cultivate, we have to feel this compassion. Not just for, we tend to be more compassionate for ourselves and less compassionate for others.
所以咧，我哋要栽培呢種嘅憐憫嘅心啦。咁當然啦，唔係話。淨係單單對自己憐憫啊！一定我哋要發揚開去對其他人憐憫嘅。
But a devotee is always concerned for the welfare of others rather than for his own self.
咁所以咧，奉獻者嚟講咧，佢咧就係經常咧關注人哋嘅幸福嘅，佢唔會諗自己咁多嘅。
Any questions？
有冇問題咧？講到呢度。
By long sufferings of the animals and humans。
咁佢話咧，有啲組織咧，佢哋都發起一啲嘅救啲動物啊，或者救啲其他人啊。咁佢哋都有啲憐憫心，有啲同情心。
Their compassion is like fanning the bile. If you have some big infection on your arm, and you just simply fan it or blow cold air on it, that is their compassion.
咁阿解釋咧就話，佢哋嘅憐憫心、同情心咧，就好似咧。咁你生咗個瘡，跟住幫你撥啊，撥涼啲個瘡咁樣。
Their compassion is not going to cure anything or solve any of the problems.
咁佢哋呢啲嘅憐憫嘅心咧，唔能夠解決嗰個真正嘅問題嘅。
Just like when you have the bile, the doctor has to take a knife and he has to cut. You may say, "Oh no, no, please, not the knife. Just blow cold air."
咁如果有人生咗個瘡咁啦，醫生同你講要開刀㗎，要揾把刀嚟㗎，咁你就即刻話唔好啊，唔好啊，唔好用刀啊，你撥下佢，等佢涼啲算啦。
So that is their type of compassion. They just want the cold air. They don't want the knife.
咁所以咧，呢種嘅憐憫就好似咧，佢哋唔要把刀啦，佢哋淨係要啲涼嘅氣啊。
But they can,
Sometimes more than us, you know, the time they're giving, money they're giving. 有咁大嘅推動力，佢呢種咁嘅推動力點樣嚟？係邊咩推動佢哋嘅咧
？So that is sentiment. That is their sentiment that they're willing to sacrifice their time, their money, and sometimes even their life. But it is all sentiment. It's not having any real effect. It is not curing any of the problem.
咁佢哋都好嘅，佢哋出於感情，出於一種好心嚇。但係個問題咧，就係話佢哋冇真正解決個問題，冇真係幫到人。
It is just the mode of goodness, and the results of the mode of goodness, you get some happiness.
咁佢哋就出於呢個善良形態咧，咁善良形態佢都會暫時得到啲快樂嘅。
It is, and just like the people who are saving the whales, you know, they're saving the whales, and they go home and they eat cow.
咁譬如有啲人士咧，佢哋去救呢個鯨魚咧，但係佢救完鯨魚翻去又食牛肉。
Are there the people are protesting? Stop the war! Stop the bomb! Ban the bomb! And we want peace. But the same people every day are eating chicken and so many other things.
咁譬如咧，有啲反戰人士咧，咁佢哋係即係宣示和平啦。咁即係，但係問題佢翻屋企嘅時候，一樣係殺雞啊，或者食牛肉啊。
So ultimately, their motive is their own happiness to feel that they've done something good to help others.
咁一佢哋都係喺一個善人形態啊，諗住為幫下人，為下呢個地球咁去做一啲好事。
But they don't know how to really help people.
但係佢哋唔知道一個最真正的方法怎么去帮人。
Therefore, it is said, first become Krishna conscious yourself, and then try to save others.
所以呢，我们首先将自己变成 Krishna 之觉，然后去帮其他人。
That doesn't mean you have to become a pure devotee before you try to preach, though.
咁亦都唔代表你话要等到你成为纯粹奉献者先至出去帮人。
You just simply have to know Krishna's God and we're His servant, and that's enough.
你净系单单知道。Krishna 是神，我们是祂仆人，就够了。
You've got the foundation, you can go on from there.
你有些基础的知识，你就可以去出去传教。
But if we're still in the conception that I am this body, and I can enjoy this material world, then you won't help anybody.
但如果你依然保留一个概念，就是我这个身体，我可以享受这个世界，那你就帮不到人。
You said someone who thinks that I am saving the animals, there's an ego also. I'm saving. That's the only thing I'm saving.
Then the question is, will there be a false ego appear? If you say, "I'm doing some things, I'm helping some animals."
Yeah, this is the mode of goodness. People in the mode of goodness think they're better than others. You know, so the people saving the animal think, "I've saved this poor animal." They saved the poor animal. Who's saving them? Who's going to save them? They can't save their own self. How they can save an animal?
咁係會㗎，因為喺善人形態咧，佢有自豪感啊，佢覺得佢救一啲動物啊，咁啊，但係問題就話佢救啲動物，咁邊個救佢哋咧？佢哋都自身難保。
They have not understood the nature of material existence. Saving an animal is not just simply saving it for a day or two. Who's delivering the animal from birth and death?
咁譬如咧，佢哋話救啲動物啦，咁唔係話救咗佢身體咁簡單，應該真係要救啲動物嘅話咧，係應該救佢脱離呢個生死嘅循環。
We want to benefit the animals. We give them Krishna prasadam. We let them hear the holy name.
如果真係為咗啲動物咧係嘅福祉嘅話咧，我哋應該俾啲動物 prasadam 啦，等啲動物咧聽呢個聖名咧。
Let the animal be in the home of the devotee.
让啲动物咧喺奉献者嘅家里边咧。
So he can chant, hear the holy name. He can eat the remnants of prasadam.
等佢哋咧可以听呢个圣名嘅唱诵啦，同埋咧系就进食呢个 prasadam。
Not just saving them from the slaughterhouse.
唔系话单单去拯救佢哋，唔好屠宰，唔好被屠宰。
And letting them live a little longer in the animal body.
而咧咁样做，只不过。等佢可以生存得長啲喺呢個動物嘅身體裏邊。
Yeah, they're still in the wheel of birth and death.
因為咧咁樣做，只不過即係可以將，只不過即係佢哋依然保留喺呢個生死嘅循環裏邊。
So real compassion is to take people out of that wheel of birth and death.
所以真正嘅憐憫咧，就係可以帶嚟
一個生物體咧離開呢個生死嘅循環。
And the way they do that is by learning how to perform bhakti yoga.
咁個方法咧就係話等人學習咧係呢個嘅 bhakti yoga 嘅。咁問題咧就係話，如果我哋即係話要培育 Krishna 之果咧，但係點樣去栽培自己或者係有一種？係咯，培育呢個憐憫嘅心咯，呢個心態啊嘛。頭嗰句就係話你話栽培育 Krishna 之果，係除咗做呢個活動之外，點樣栽培呢個感覺出嚟
？Well, we have the order of the spiritual master first of all is there.
佢話首先咧，我哋嘅靈性導師有個訓示咧。
And the Vaishnava quality is.We must develop that compassion just simply by learning about devotional service.
我哋去培育呢个嘅怜悯嘅心嚟讲咧，就个方法咧就系话我哋就系学习点样做呢个奉献服务啦。
Even in the material world, ordinary people, if they see somebody suffering, people are naturally, you know, they don't like to hear about other people suffering, and they want to help others.
咁一般嚟講咧，就算普通人咧，見到人哋受苦嘅時候咧，佢都好自然有個心態咧，就係想幫人，希望咧，等佢唔好受苦嘅。
So we see in throughout the world that there are so many welfare institutions and social organizations and different humanitarian groups to try to help less fortunate people.
咁所以咧，呢個世界咧，好多唔同嘅組織、唔同嘅人群咧，佢哋都希望咧會幫好多不幸嘅人。
So it's a nature ofA civilized society that people are naturally kind to those less fortunate than themselves.
咁所以咧，呢個好自然啦。咁有啲人咧，佢會幫一啲好不幸嘅人咧，去幫助佢哋咧。
And it should naturally follow that if we appreciate the philosophy, the teachings of Krishna consciousness, then we will naturally have that feeling that we want to give it to others.
咁如果我哋有呢個 Krishna 知識嘅話咧，我哋都好自然咧係會想幫人，想俾其他人。
You have something very valuable, something very nice. You certainly don't just want to keep it for yourself. You want to often give it to other people.
咁譬如你有啲好寶貴嘅嘢，人哋冇嘅話，咁你都好自然咧係想同人分享啦，想俾其他人。
You have to have faith.
咁佢問係咪即係話我哋有信心咧？係啊，我哋要有呢個嘅信念嘅。
Rupa Goswami of course mentioned six qualities: enthusiasm, patience, determination.
咁 Rupa Goswami 咧，佢解釋有六個品質啦。我哋有決心啦，有恆心啦，有呢個嘅。
If we, I think all of these things they all come. The more we have faith, then the more natural.More easier it is for us to.
咁當然啦，一切嚟講咧，如果係由信心開始有個基礎嘅話咧，咁其他嘢會容易入手嘅。
Yeah, confidence is certainly. We should also have some confidence, but that confidence is also related to faith.
咁冇錯，我哋即係要對自己有信心啦。但係呢個信心亦都嚟自信念嘅，有個信念喺度嘅。
You see other devotees practice Krishna consciousness. You should you that they are happy that they perform their devotional service. They're satisfied. They can live in this world peacefully, and they can leave this world peacefully.
咁我哋見到有啲奉獻者咧，咁佢好滿足啦，佢收集 Krishna 之果啦，咁佢喺呢個世界好滿足，離開呢個世界都好滿足嘅。
So we should also want that we can also follow that same way.
咁我哋都即係受到鼓舞啦，希望跟隨同樣嘅步伐啦。
If we associate with people who have faith, we will also develop faith.
如果我哋係同啲其他嘅人佢有信念嘅話咧，我哋都會係培育呢個信念嘅。
But if we associate with people who are not so faithful, who have a lot of doubts and like, then we will also be affected.
但如果我哋同啲人信念好弱嘅，或者经常有怀疑嘅话咧，咁我哋都要同样发生喺我哋身上。
We can judge by the results. You just have to look and see if a person has faith, then they're naturally, they're actively engaged in Krishna consciousness.
咁我哋都可以咧判断对方或者有其他人有冇信念咧，就系话睇个结果啦。如果啲人系好正面从事于奉献服务嘅话咧，即系话佢嘅信念比较强。
They want to chant, they want to wake up early in the morning, they want to come to the programs as often as possible.
咁嗰啲人嚟讲咧，会系早起啦，会系好想去念诵啦，会系好想参加节目啦。他们会经常尽他的能力来到庙。
And we, if we associate with these kinds of people, then we will also become infected. We will have faith.
这类人呢是联谊的话，那我们就会增强我们的信念。
Just I was seeing Ganga yesterday. Yesterday morning, he was worshipping his Gonitai deities for about 3 hours. You know, he was polishing them. Yeah.
昨天我看到庚格伯伯他是崇拜自己的哥尼泰神像从3个小时。
He was just totally absorbed in his deity worship.
他就完全灌注于他的神像崇拜里面去打去这个的。
He was just sitting through there and he had some things around him and he was just sitting there cleaning the deities and singing Hare Krishna and he was totally in bliss.
他很完全很开心啦。一路咧係做呢個崇拜咧，清潔神像啦，同埋一路念Hare Krishna。
Yeah, so he, you know, he has faith. He has great faith in the worship of the Lord.
咁呢個係個信念啦，係即係喺崇拜神像方面信念好強。
It's not a problem for him to come to the program and to worship the deity and like, because he enjoys it.
咁對嚟講咧，佢嚟到呢個。上課啦，同埋係崇拜神像冇問題嘅，因為佢好享受呢樣嘢。
So we should also enjoy our devotional service.
咁我哋喺奉獻服務裏邊，我哋都應該有個享受嘅感受喺度。
And if we enjoy doing something, people will see you enjoy doing it. They'll want to also, what are you doing? They'll want to know about it.
咁如果你做一樣嘢好享受嘅話咧，就會吸引到人想知道你點解咁享受啊。
And this is how people will become attracted to Krishna consciousness.
呢個方法咧就係點樣吸引其他人能夠進入呢個奉獻服務。
They will see that I can see that you really like to chant Hare Krishna. You really like to dress as a devotee and to eat prasadam and these things. You know what is so special? They want to know more about it.
咁別人睇到你咧喺進食 prasadam 係咁開心啦！你係穿呢個衣服係咁開心啦！你係做奉獻服務咁開心，啲人就受到吸引，但係想知多啲關於奉獻服務嘅嘢。So should we totally avoid to associate those who have a deviant philosophy of Vedic?
Well, we should be careful about what we hear.
咁當然啦，我哋要小心咧。當我哋聽人講嘢嘅時候，要小心啲。
Yeah, you know yourself, and it's not that we have to totally avoid them, but we're just careful about what we hear from them.
咁未必话要完全即系隔住佢哋，但系问题咧就系话你要小心听佢哋讲嘢。佢哋讲嘢嘅时候要你听嗰阵时要好小心。
We can see ourselves who is, you know, you can see from the behavior of the person, you know, how are they actually.Practicing Krishna consciousness. Are they trying their best to distribute Krishna consciousness?
咁同埋咧，我哋要觀察對方佢哋係咪即係收集 Krishna 收集得好好咧？同埋佢哋有冇派發 Krishna 之覺出去咧
？Are they trying to educate the innocent people and deliver them?
他們有沒有幫一些無辜的人或者一些無知的人呢他們有沒有去請教他們呢
Or are they just trying to disturb the minds of other people who are already practicing Krishna consciousness?
還是他們只是懂得去騷擾那些其他奉獻者他們那些奉獻者收集著 Krishna 之覺的
That's not a very nice thing.
如果他們這樣做就不是那麼好了
There are so manyconditioned souls who don't know about Krishna. Our work is to teach them.
其實一個奉獻者咧，就即係專注喺一啲無知嘅人會好啲，因為佢哋係需要聽呢個哲學嘅。
Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.